You know, last week we talked about sex in the bonus podcast. You might want to go back and listen to that one. It's kind of funny because usually I do this about 7 minutes long. We did that one 11 minutes. Come on, we took our time. Slow dancing. Okay, so today I want to talk about, by popular demand, people kept wanting me to talk about this. And one of the reasons I know why is because people keep screenshotting this podcast and mentioning me and putting it on their Instagram, and their friends are listening to it, which is causing the podcast to grow. And I want to say thank you. And other people are writing reviews. So today I want to talk about dating, things that I wish I would have known the first time I married a girl, things that I'm glad I knew the second time I married a girl, and things that I'm really glad that I knew. Well, no, there was only two girls. I'm just trying to scare you. So here's what people say, you know, well, you know what? She's not the affectionate type. You know, he's not friendly. Well, we should have known that before we married Barbara. Should have known that before you married Bob, because dating is where it's like a job interview, guys. So you can't just go into it blind to say love is blind, but marriage is a real eye opener. So while you're waiting and dating for mating, you got to make sure you're asking the hard questions. So you can't just say, oh man, here's a guy and he's asking me out. Here's a guy and he got on one knee and gave me a diamond. Well, the diamond, I mean, we got to make sure, one, it's real. Number two, we got to make sure that he's a diamond. Is he a gem? His name might be Jim, like J-I-M, but he's not a gem. So we got to make sure that this guy's a gold mine, that she is the right person. So we don't want to get married and then be disappointed thinking, man, we really didn't talk about all these things. We got to talk about a few things. We call it real talk. One, we got to talk about kids. Got kids? Want kids? How many kids? How are we going to raise those kids? How are we going to discipline those kids? Going to find out you get married and like, I don't want kids. Well, I've always wanted 5 kids. Well, you should have told Bob about that, right? We got to make sure when it comes to affection, let's talk about sex. We talked about it last week on the podcast and the bonus podcast. My sermons are way different than me just talking off the cuff like you're my son or daughter here. So you got to talk about affection. You know, I don't want just sex. I want affection. It's not, you got to know that, because some people are just like, hey, you know, we're just going to have sex. But some people like to make love, which is different than just sex. We got to talk through all of these scenarios to make sure we're unpacking every situation. Talking about honesty, I call it real talk. We got to talk about things that you might not talk about until it happens. And then you go, well, you never told me. We got to say, hey, here's a great question. Is there anything you want to tell me? Because I'm not going to leave 10% on the table. So you start come to find out, you know, he's got a kid and he didn't tell you. True story. kind of interesting. I was talking to somebody the other day that she was like, I'm daddy's girl. I've been daddy's girl. She's like 25 years old. She always thought she was her dad's only daughter. One day there was a knock, knock, knock at the door. And it was a girl who said, hey, to the mom, this girl's mom. Hey, I'm here to talk to, says the guy's name, my dad. I've been looking for him for, you know, like 30 years. It's like, what? She never knew. So the girl was devastated. I thought I was my dad's only girl. And he knew the whole time he had a daughter, but he never brought it up. 30 years, right? So again, some people have stuff in the closet. We want to get it out of the closet. We want to bring it out like a yard sale. Bring it all out on the table, because I don't think that would have changed the relationship. They would have known, hey, he's got a kid. Not a big deal. But it really was a surprise when you've been married to somebody, you got, you know, for 25 years, come to find out 5 years before he was married and he had a kid. So those are just examples of real life stuff that I deal with that you think are never going to happen because you're in love. Here's a good tip. Don't be afraid to ask the hard questions. Man, I don't want to ask those questions because I don't want to know the real answer. Trust me, honey, you want to know right now, is there something at the root that is going to produce fruit later, because we want to deal with it right now, right? So don't just get caught up on the hugs and the kisses. And he holds my hands when we're in line at Starbucks. Maybe this is before quarantine. You know, we got to drive through now. But we've got to make sure that we're doing certain things the right way. Don't wait till you get married to say, well, I'm going to change him. That's what I'm going to talk to him about, watching sports all the time. That's what I'm going to talk about, the way he looks, the way he acts, the way... No, you got to talk about it now, because it's unfair to marry the guy or the girl and then try to change them, right? It's like, hey, happy Valentine's Day. Cut your hair. Don't wear that. I don't want you to go bowling anymore. You met him at the bowling alley. He was on the league. He has a bowling shirt. So it's just not fair. So we got to work it out way early. Get rid of just the hugs and kisses and say, hey, I want to talk about it. By the way, you can't do this on the first date. You're like, hey, I listen to a podcast by PD, and we're going to deal with this right away. You got to, don't rush it. You can't hurry love, right? So just let it be. Let it happen slowly. Speaking of which, I think you ought to date people through all four seasons. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, right? So you don't know how he or she acts during winter. Do they lose their mind? What about summer? You know, people can fake it for a while, but they're going to forget to take their medicine at some point. And you've got to realize, wait a minute, this relationship is really real. It's affectionate. And because real love can wait. Sometimes we get in too big of a hurry, right? We live in a, you know, we serve a crock pot God, meaning it takes a long time to cook it, but we live in a microwave generation. So we want it now. So good things come to those that wait. Now, good things don't come to those that hurry. So creating this kind of environment of long-term dating, it's going to benefit you with your whole marriage. If you're going to be married to this cat for 25 years, 30 years, by the way, it happens quick. Me and Nicole just celebrated 23 years of marriage. Okay, so if I'm going to be married to you for 23 years, I need to find out what ticks you off and what turns you on. Not just talking sexually. There's more than one way to arouse somebody. What about the conversation? What about the things that annoy you? What about the things that anoint you? Figure these things out. These are very, very, very important conversations that you need to have right now. Okay. So as I kind of wrap this up, I also want to say, don't be in a hurry. I meet girls all the time at our church. She's like, oh my gosh, my biological clock is ticking and I got to get married. And that's, how old are you? I'm 22. You got your whole life. You'll be surprised. You'll look back someday and go, man, gosh, I was only 30. So why do people end up cheating? Why do they end up divorced? Why do they run off with somebody else? Because typically they do it too fast. Take it slow. Understand who this person is that you're dating for reals, though. Okay? Be real about it, because fulfillment in marriage is perfect, because, you know, things fade. You know, sex is fun. Sex is great. I'm saying that's great. Listen to last week's podcast. I'm not saying, but it's more than that. You got to have somebody that you can have intelligent conversations with, a spouse that, of course, you're attracted to, but looks aren't everything. But let's talk about that just before we leave, too. Having those conversations. I watch people all the time. You've seen it as well. They look great. They get in a relationship. They pick up a bunch of weight. What you advertised is kind of what you kind of need to keep selling all the way through this relationship. Unless you talk about it and go, hey, I was in great shape to get your attention. Just going to let you know I love Krispy Kremes. I love Taco Bell at nighttime. And we're going to eat together. And as long as you guys like that, that's great. But it's unfair to have advertised one thing, because physical looks are important. Man, I'm way off in the deep end on this one. Man. I hope you understand my heart. Just as long as you know what's going on, you're good. And last but not least, we're going into the holidays. The holidays. So now she's going to want, or he's going to want, I don't mind being at your parents for Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. You get married. I'm not going to my mother-in-law's house every stinking year. You understand that? I'm staying here with my family. Let's have this conversation now. So everybody can not light the Christmas tree on fire, all right? This is just good sound wisdom that I hope helped you today. Again, this isn't my sermons. This is a bonus podcast. People like it. And you know the way I know that you like it is when you screenshot it, you Instagram about it. I go, oh, okay. I most of the time share that too, because I'm trying to get the word out. Write a review at the end of this so more people can see that this content will help people. And whatever you do, next week it's a surprise. You're gonna like it.